This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says he hopes better COVID-19 infection numbers will let him lift the statewide stay-at-home order on April 26. Polis says 190 people have died of COVID-19 in Colorado, and more than 1,100 are hospitalized. He says there are 5,400 confirmed cases of the virus. He says social distancing measures are helping, but that the effects are delayed, so the number of cases is still growing. This is day two of Denver Public Schools remote learning. Students and teachers are holding online classes 3 weeks after schools were closed. Third grade teacher Jessica Erickson says things went well yesterday and she's looking forward to the adventure.
This is a fun opportunity to really relearn and fall in love with teaching in a different way.
Denver schools will continue remote learning until May 29th, which is the end of the academic year. Denver Public Schools serves 92,000 students. Passover begins today. The traditionally social Jewish holiday is especially relevant this year, even if the Seder tables are less crowded. Rabbi Birdie Becker of Temple Emmanuel in Pueblo.
Maybe that's what this plague is about, is to finally say, we're all in this together. We are one world. We are no longer separate people in isolated parts of the world. We are one humanity.
Rabbi Becker spoke on Colorado Matters. 68 degrees with sunshine in Pueblo, 65 mostly sunny for Denver. This is CPR News.